All right, we're here with Double D, Darren Durham. Darren, awesome day, man. I mean, kind of come in under the radar, put in some great rides, great starts. Dude, how was it out there?
It was a lot of fun. I've been busy the last couple months putting like my own team together, so it's been... I actually haven't gotten to ride very much. I didn't practice starts or anything, and I got good starts all day, and like I rode pretty good. I feel like I got a lot of room for improvement, and I'm looking forward to building off of that one, so it's cool.
How much time does it take to put something like this together? I mean, like you said, you didn't get to ride a whole ton, so I mean, dude, it's so much that goes into it that, you know, maybe you don't know on, you know, the back end, and then, you know, whenever you're actually doing it, you know, you kind of get a glimpse of it, maybe like, you know, what Sander was kind of dealing with back in those days.
Exactly, so. yeah. I did.
Fucking Dale Dunham!
Doing all the bike stuff and getting all that ready, and then just the whole setup and stuff. We got a pretty cool deal. I got a lot of pride in it. I designed everything. I did it all, so it's cool. I'm looking forward to the rest of the year, and I'm excited to be back racing again. It's been a long time since I rode Supercross.
Yeah, what'd you think of the track tonight? It looked a little sketchy out there, I guess. A couple sketchy sections. You know, the whoops didn't really seem too big, but they were kind of sketchy. Some of the rhythms were kind of sketchy. That start, good thing you got off some good starts, because that first rhythm section was chaos, man.
Yeah, that was, you know, one of my goals coming in. I was just really focused on getting a good start, because that was what happened last year. I got a bad start. I put myself in a bad position, got together another rider, and just like that, I was out all year. So you got to be up front. You got to make good choices. So I'm learning from my mistakes, and I'm trying to get up front again.
How's that wrist feel?
It feels good. It wasn't bothering me at all tonight, so I was pumped on that. I feel like I got it back, and I'm ready to do it.
We see on a Yamaha, it's been a little while since you've been on one of those, I think since your amateur days. How's it feel to be back on that? And, you know, who do you have helping out, like, you know, building your engine stuff? Because, like you said, dude, you got some good starts tonight.
Yeah. I got some really good sponsors. The Yamaha is awesome. It's a great bike. So that was my reasoning for going with it. And then, Twisted Development built my engine, and it runs awesome. I was really pumped on it. Today was my first day really riding it. So
nice.
I was pumped. My
so
first start.
It passed the test, right?
Yeah, passed the test for sure. So against the factory boys, it held up good. And then PR2, my brother's here doing my suspension, making sure everything's good.
That's your dad's shop, right?
Yep. It's cool to be back, you know, with the family business. And my brother's coming to the races to help. So
heck yeah.
It's cool. I got my old mechanic back. I got a good crew behind me, and I'm having a lot of fun. So
that's what it's all about this year, right?
Yep, that's why I'm here, so I'm ready to do it.
So what's the plan from here today? Tony, I know, you know, you're planning on hitting up some pretty cool stops along the way on the whole East Coast journey, but what's the plan this week?
We got some spots lined up to ride. We're going to go, really we're just trying to get a bunch of riding and filming. That's what the purpose of this tour is. We're going to go race in the weekends and then kind of capture what we do in the week, getting ready for the race and make it fun and show everyone what we're doing. It's going to be cool.
Well, hey, seventh place on the night tonight, dude. You kind of put some factory boys. I saw you out there battling with Bowers back and forth. That looked like it was fun. Bowers is kind of a scary dude to do it with, but I think he ended up getting him at the end. So, I mean, that's got to feel pretty good, you know?
Yeah, it was cool. I was pretty winded, but I kept looking forward. I was like, dude, he looks more tired than I do. So, I just started pinning it, and I got him. So, it was cool.
Hell, yeah. Well, hey, good having you back, man. Yeah, super thanks, stoked. Man. So, good luck in Daytona, and have fun this week. So,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
Nice seeing you, man.